missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I let that go because that's Olivia Newton-John on bass on that song. You know, you didn't realize that.
She had no idea.
She could rock the bass. I forgot to let that go for a while. We lost the great, talented. It's sad, though. I love this woman. All America loved this woman. Olivia Newton-John. Ain't No Annie's Campground is sad, too. Although they're happy because they had Olivia Newton-John. I hate to say happy. Anita Goodlay, Asshat, who's the current leader, stays on top
with five hits.
Right. Austin, the Jeopardy loser. Backdoor Porch Pirate. Baylor Sharp. Behind Colleen's Green Room Door. Big P's Heavy Petting Zoo. Big P's Slightly Used Goat Farm.
Here they
Big
go.
Big P's Nuts Clapping Goat's Butts. Oh, that's a new one.
Yeah.
I've not heard that word.
It's a new name.
Big P. Big P's Wizinator Eyes. Bitchin' Witches. Black Mamba Helicopter Tours. Boner Beavers, Bono Kennedy Skiing Academy, and both of these nuts by a nose all had Olivia Newton-John. Nick did not.
Nick,
well, is this your first year playing the Deadpool?
She was
right?
73, I believe.
Second.
Oh, it's your second year. All right. Yeah, it's only 73. That sucks, man. But she's been fighting like almost 30 years. She had was diagnosed in 1993. Let's play the interview. We've been talking about it a lot. Let's play this interview.
Yeah, go for it.
2019.
2019, right? She had a memoir out just, you know, talking about her life in general.
And this is the great Olivia Newton-John.
All right. Animal activist and Grammy Award winner and animal lover and now author, Olivia Newton-John, joining us.
Hi, Olivia.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Olivia,
how are you?
You're talking to two men that came of age in the late 70s. So and I know you influenced a lot of young men in the late 70s, and we love you, and thank you for calling by.
In fact, we were discussing this before. Was there ever an Olivia Newton-John poster, and why didn't we have it?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, there was a poster because I've heard, I think, John Travolta had my poster. He talked about it.
Yeah, with you.
So, yes, there was one.
Was it the iconic jean shirt from the album?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that was a poster also. And you have an iconic jean shirt on. Was that a conscious effort? I got to wear the jean shirt on the cover of the book.
Or was it the same jean shirt?
No, it's a different jean shirt. Okay. Actually, it wasn't. I didn't even think of it until this second. So,
are you kidding me?
It's coincidence, really.
Well, we got the
jean. We decided on jeans because a jean thing is kind of timeless. So that's why.
That's funny because we got the book yesterday and I grabbed it and I looked at the cover and the first thing I thought of was she has the jean shirt on. But you didn't think about that. Yeah. Now you know.
Speaking of your clothes, I remember reading this a long, long time ago that the final scene in Greece where you're wearing the black leather, there was a wardrobe malfunction. Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
What happened?
Well, the truth about it was that the pants, we filmed in the 70s. The pants were from the 50s.
Oh, my God.
So they were already old, and the zip was broken, so they had to sew me into my pants every day.
Yeah. Oh, who got to do that?
We do that, too, here. but our pants aren't that old. Olivia, when you decide to write your memoir, and I always wonder that when it comes to people that, you know, that have lived a full, long life, which is very cool. How do you remember stuff, and how do you remember what to write down? I mean, how do you remember certain events?
Well, a lot, you know, some of them, the ones that I write about are indelible. The ones that I have forgotten are not there.
Okay. There you go.
How about, are there ones you choose to forget?
But you had a lot of your iconic moments in the world, you've had people around you to remind you of stuff, right?
Yeah, to jog your memory a bit.
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, I've been interviewed so many times over the years about those events, about a lot of them, that they're, you know, I don't forget them because I keep getting reminded of them. Since I finished the book, of course, I've thought of lots of funny stories and things I should have included, but there's only so many pages and so many stories you can tell, you know?
Yeah, I find that
it could be a second book, then.
It's really hard for me to sit down and read a book. How tough is it to sit down and write one?
Well, I had help, of course, because I'm not an author per se, but I had a wonderful woman who I worked with who would interview me and for hours and stayed with me in my house, and she would interview me and then write it down in with structure, and then I would put it in my own words. So it's really my own words with her help, and it was a great experience, actually. I learned a lot.
Did you have to get a hold of people, the personal friends and relationships in your life, and tell them they're going to be in the book ahead of time?
I told them, but not everybody's in there, but my closest friends and the people that, you know, there are stories that relate to them are in there. It was harder to tell the people that they weren't going to be in it than they were.
Well, was that because you had nothing good to say about them?
No, just, you know, there's only so many stories you can tell, and it just didn't crop up, or you know, then they weren't there or whatever. But I know so many people. I have so many friends. I'm very lucky that way. So I didn't include everybody I know, but they know who they are.
Olivia Newton-John, Don't Stop Believing, the name of the memoir.
Had to call people and say, I'm sorry, you didn't make the cut.
Sorry, what?
You didn't make the book. You didn't make the book. Can you watch, you know, old movies you're in if they come on TV?
No, not. Well, if they're really old, now I can, you know, because at the time I was so critical. Now I can look back and go, what were you so worried about? You know, everything has its own perspective as you get older, right? So
you're
a little kinder to yourself than I was then. I could watch them now, but I couldn't watch them back then.
Yeah, because you danced with Gene Kelly in Xanadu.
I did.
Can you watch that?
I can. Oh, yes, I could. I haven't seen it in many, many years, but that was an incredible experience, you know?
Well, obviously, you know, you sold 100 million albums, which I didn't realize it was that many. I know you've been a recording artist for years, and that was your first. That's when we first heard of you, when you started singing on the radio. But 100 million albums. I mean, is that your? Do you like that better than acting, or equal?
I think singing is my heart. You know, I think that's what I do best, and I think that's where I feel the most at home. I mean, I enjoy acting, but I think singing is my. It's my favorite thing.
Now, excuse me for asking. I should know this. Do you tour?
I used to. I haven't toured this year, and I haven't toured for half of last year because I had a fractured pelvis and I ended up in my own hospital, which I talk about in the book.
How'd that happen?
So I haven't toured for a while, but I did up until the middle of last year. I was nonstop.
How'd you fracture your pelvis? Or should we buy the book? I have the book here. So was that in the news? Had to be in the news.
No, it wasn't in the news, and it's really from my metastases. So I have breast cancer. I'm living with it, and so that's what happened. And,
okay.
You look healthy.
I'm doing great.
I've seen you all over TV in the past two or three days, obviously doing these interviews, and you look excellent, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And keep fighting. It's one of your big charities, right, the cancer charity? You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's a hospital. There's a hospital in Melbourne, Australia, that I'm very proud bears my name. It's the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Research Center, and so... that's something that I helped raise funds for, and I ended up being in there last year, which was an incredible experience. So I write about that in the book.
All right. If you want to pick up the book, it's Olivia Newton-John, Don't Stop Believing, the memoir, available now, and the iconic jean shirt. Now you know that. You learned it from us. That's what it is.
Yeah, right. That's right. Funny. And just so everyone knows, it's an uplifting book, and if they're expecting kind of gossip, it's not about that.
No.
It's just stories of my life and kind of positive ones.
All right. Well, good. Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for all your work.
Good luck with that.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Bye now.
You know, I like that we get a chance to talk to her, and I love being able to play these interviews when people pass. But it's also more sad because I remember the James Caan interview we just played a couple weeks ago. In those interviews, they're laughing, they're alive, they're having fun. And I'm proud of those interviews, both of those, that one and that one. Also, the one we did with Bill Russell. I mean, laughing, alive, having fun, you know. So, you know, make sure you take on the day today because it's short, but most of us will go take a nap.
Yeah.
When I hear that, you get that a lot anymore if you read anything about when people pass, and we've all had a lot of death in our life recently, all of us, a lot of people have for that matter, and they say take on the day. I'm thinking, well, what are you supposed to do? Sometimes the day involves a nap and nothing. You know?
Some days the day doesn't want to be taken on.
Exactly.
You know? Some days there's nothing to take on that day.
Exactly. Oh, you don't want to take on the day.
I'm not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood to take on this day. I got a couch and a TV.
How about I take on sometime next
week? I'll take on tomorrow.
How about, it was the great Al McGuire. Basketball coach, analyst.
Right.
He said once in a while he'd just let the day come to him.
Got it.
And I always
like
that phrase.
Say, yeah. Saying you're just being lazy that day. It's just an easy way of saying that.
Oh, no, he would talk about it. I think he was a big Harley guy.
All right.
You know, and he'd drive this way to work, and then one day he said, nah, I'm going to take a right instead of a left.
And a truck hit him that day. I remember that. That's what happened. That's how Empire died that day, right?
Well, I don't see why every day, not every day is a battle. You know, some days the day is just not that adversarial.
Right,
you know, day get along.
But
every day needs tackle.
Taking it on doesn't mean it's a bad day. It means do the most that day because it could be your last. Well, some day, what is it to do?
I did yesterday. I'm
most
tired.
Most days I don't want to do anything.
And we also have lives where you got to work and do your job, and make some money, raise your family, and feed yourself. And man, take it on a day.
And I'm
tough.
Burned out. Just going to lay here for a while.
Yeah, if I needed to be like, oh, today ended up being the day and I didn't do anything, I'd be like, well, that's right. What I would have wanted to be doing is just
that's a good
nothing.
Point. That's a good point. But Olivia Newton-John, that was from 2019, of course, 3 years ago, and she passed away yesterday. At the age of 73, 353 people had her in the Deadpool, but not Nick, so Nick didn't take on that day.
I've tried to get better about when my wife will be like, hey, do you want to, I'll wait until she says whatever it is instead of just being like, no.
Speaking to my wife, I sent you that.
Let her complete the sentence.
Hey, what do you think about? Let's not.
You're a good communicator.
I sent you that text yesterday, and it took, I don't know, I get up, I guess it was about, I don't know what time I sent you that text. I sent you that text pretty much right after my wife said to me, hey, did you hear Olivia Newton-John died? Now, we talk about this. Was it on the air? We talked about this yesterday, how our job basically is to wake up in the morning, read the news, find out what's going on in the world, and talk about it. And our wives have this idea that we're not in the loop. So they tell us obvious stories at 5 o'clock at night. And my wife will, more than once, she'll say, hey, here's somebody dies. Yeah. And I said to you guys yesterday, I said, hey, my wife just told me Olivia Newton-John died.
That came in at 4:04 p.m. yesterday.
And
that was an hour and a half after I had texted, she died.
At least, yeah. And
I think Christy has finally learned that, you know, when it comes to dead people, we're kind of on top of it.
Yeah,
we have a dead people.
But it's not just dead people. It's big news stories. Now, I was around. Oh, my God. They raided Trump's... I saw that two seconds after because Nick texted us. But yeah, it would be like this situation. Like last night, my wife would have said to me, "Hey, see, they raided the criminal Trump's house," and I said, "Oh yeah, we've been on top of that." But so she told me Olivia Newton-John died last night, and I don't say anything because I don't say anything because that's an unnecessary fight.
That's not a hill you want to die
no,
on.
No, hell no. I already died yesterday on the hearing hill because she was listening on the way in.
Oh, she's listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes I try to do the preemptive thing. And
you say,
I will just announce it first.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see? And she actually was on top of it. Yeah. I said, did you see Olivia Newton-John?
Right. Yeah,
I did. Yeah.
Did she ask how many hits?
No.
You say, did Nick have them?
Right.
Did Nick have her?
Did the turd have her?
The turd did have her.
Does that change the leaderboard?
The turd did have her. But Todd's in-home shooting range. You should be rooting for that guy, you know?
I should.
Yeah. Not that really matters. Much more Todd's coming up, you know? Like, Puss is going to start rooting for...
No.
Big peas, nuts, clapping goats' butts.
No, I won't.
Had Olivia Newton-John. In the Deadpool. That's a hardcore one there.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying it again.
It's got a nice rhythm to it.
Mm-hmm.
Boogie's backward walking taco. You'd root for that guy too, wouldn't you?
I had another hit recently.
Sure. Bull Cephas. Bring the lube, Tyler. I ain't rooting for that guy. Well, unless he's the power bottom, then I'll bring it. Actually, I'm assuming it's a dude. That's on me, right? That could be a girl.
It is you.
Let's say it's a
girl.
That
is on you.
I know. Yeah. Buster Skeeton. Butt pilots.
Usually nothing bad is going to happen if lube is involved.
Well, unless it's you.
Oh, nothing bad.
If you're taking it.
Well, the lube is considerate.
Yeah, true. That's going to be a Deadpool name next year. The lube is
considerate lube.
And that might have stuck to the tape, too.
Yeah, I think it did.
I think there was an edit point on both sides of that.
Butt plug socket set.
Consensual lube.
Butt plug backpack. Backpack. Butt shrapnel. Butt stuff Megan.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus. With no application fee if you apply by August 31st, there's never been a better time to focus on your future.
UMGC offers 100% online and hybrid courses, personalized advising, affordable tuition, and more than 125 degrees and certificate programs in numerous career-relevant fields. Put yourself on the path to succeed again. Apply by August 31st and pay no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu/podcast. Certified to operate by CHEV.
We got an email about her. Oh, by the way, let's do that email then.
Oh, the butt thing?
But don't say the name.
No.
About 1,000 times, don't say the name.
I'm also going to skip a lot of it.
Yeah, a lot of it's pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
So let's not do that.
But we won't even call this guy.
Yeah, just say he's a guy.
Right. It's a grooming question.
He's a guy.
Yeah, because Todd, don't say my name. Todd, don't say my name.
His wife had some trauma as a youngster.
That was it, yeah.
Yeah. And he didn't go into great detail, but there was some trauma. And now, apparently, there's been a little sexual reawakening. You know, she likes to buy frilly lingerie, and there's some grooming, some more grooming going on.
Yeah,
and,
you mean actual grooming, not being groomed.
And
you confuse that word a lot.
Introducing now, she's receptive to butt stuff.
All right.
Apparently.
Hello!
But when he gets the butt view, it's kind of bushy back there, apparently.
Like it's a back wolf.
Right, a stark.
We used to call those back wolves, yeah.
And he pointed out that it was such a stark contrast to the front, and he can't quite get past
the back wolf.
The bush, and he's curious, how does he approach that? How does he tell her?
Your ass is really hairy back here.
You need to trim up.
Very, very careful.
First of all, she probably knows it's hairy.
Maybe not.
You reach back there to do other things, so you're going to feel it, right?
I have no idea how hairy my ass is.
No. Bush told me it's pretty hairy.
It's Puss sent this email.
And feel free
a picture
to address me directly on that.
You're not on
I can clean
You're not
it
on
up.
That text chain. Jim's on it, though. Jim saw it.
So he doesn't want
to
be.
He was reaching out to us so we could maybe reach out to some female members of the audience who might find a way.
Well, this guy's been married to this woman for a long time, and I realize you might not want to bring it up, but I'm thinking, yeah, man, you're married a long time.
Yeah.
Why don't you say, listen, there's some some hair back here. He's probably good. Oh, you know what? Buy her a certificate at your Shiny Johnny, your store.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
But see, that's
even
then,
she might not even go for that, because I imagine that's very painful.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you're getting waxed back there.
And that would have to keep occurring.
Once she gets back there, just bring a razor. Don't tell her what he's doing.
Yeah, I think you feel that.
I don't know. There's no other way to say it except for say it out loud.
I mean, I think there might be a nice way to present it.
Hey, there's hair back here.
Well, and that's somewhere I think there's could be trepidation on his part, because if he approaches us the wrong way, that could just shut that door.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And apparently,
back door closed.
You know, he's enjoying the Renaissance.
Oh, yeah, but he is.
He doesn't want to put a stop to that.
Don't look at it then. Stay up by her head with your head.
Yeah, but apparently it sticks with him.
All right.
Yeah, he just might need to change his mind about it.
Yeah, enjoy the hair.
That could be one thing.
Butt, yeah.
Or I think he was looking more of a way, what are the proper words that won't scare her away?
A woman had to check in on that. Is that what this is, Puss?
This quote-unquote Steve has done this.
All right.
Got it.
A similar situation.
Yep.
Steve, how did you present this, and how did it go over?
It actually went over really well, so I encourage that guy to not be scared or shy about it. My wife, same scenario.
Back wolf?
Back wolf, yep.
Yeah.
I just asked her. I said, hey, you know, if... you ever need help trimming the back wolf up, just let me know. I'll help you out. And she took me up on it.
Oh, that's simple.
I thought you were asking us right now. Okay, sure. Yeah, with one of them.
If you guys want help too, just let me know. But
that's nice of you.
My ass is hairy, Steve, so I'm going to need some help.
That's nice, Steve. Thank you. Appreciate it. So you brought it. She said, oh, my God, it is. Okay, well, thank you. Let's do that. Right? She was cool about it?
Actually, it was pretty erotic. That's all I'll say. All and right. it's, you know, yeah. without getting into any details.
That's
but
fine, Steve.
Just bring it up to her.
All right. Thank you.
If you're married, you love each other, you shouldn't have an issue with it.
That's a great point, Steve. And we know the guy that actually texted us, emailed us, and he seems like he's an open guy. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate
it. There you go.
I love Steve says, pretty erotic, damn it.
Yeah.
That's pretty erotic, damn it.
That makes a lot more sense than, like, sprinkling pubes on a salad. I mean, like, do you like that?
Yeah, I guess I never thought of that.
You are a master of subtlety.
Yeah,
Nick.
Wouldn't that be better if there wasn't hair all over that?
That's a great point, Nick.
That'd be a kind of a dick approach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, sprinkling pubes on a salad, right? Yeah.
What are you doing?
Tossing a salad.
Yeah. That's pretty erotic, damn it. That's what I tell the ladies. I like Steve, man. Steve is good.
I still would like to hear a female's perspective on this.
But I think he's probably right. They've been together a long time. It ain't something new. Right. It ain't some new relationship.
Yeah, Bush is right, even if that's a female, confirming what Steve just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a very grown-up approach.
We'll take that call.
Right. That's why we didn't think of it.
At TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email address and our phone number.
Sprinkling pubes on a salad is what we thought of, what Nick thought of.
First thought wrong.
Right. 877-931-4TNT. 877-931-4868.
This just in. The FBI raided Trump's house in Florida. That's crazy.
Wow, what an overreach.
Wow, that's crazy.
Why are
man.
They not concentrating on the laptop?
What's happening?
Why are they not concentrating on the emails?
That's some college football talk when we get back. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.